everybody, before we start the show, How Did This Get Made is going on a big 10-city tour this July. Head on over to hdtgminfo.com for information and tickets, and make sure you stay tuned to the end of the episode so you can hear all the cities that we're going to be performing in. Now, today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. That's right, Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. Whether you're showcasing your work, selling products of any kind, Squarespace is there to help you do it all. They have beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about everything and anything you need. Hey, you want to find out about How Did This Get Made going on tour? Just head on over to hdtgminfo.com. That's a Squarespace built site that is so simple and easy to put together and so helpful to us, which is a business use for a website. You see what I did there? I tied us together. I have three spaces on Squarespace. I love it because they're so easy. They're so fun to work with, and everything looks good. So head on over to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code bonkers, as B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Today's show is also brought to you by the return of Baskets. Baskets stars Zach Galifianakis as twin brothers Chip and Dale, plus their Emmy Award-winning mother, played by Louie Anderson. This show is bizarre, it's unique, it's special. Baskets is one of the funniest shows on TV that you may or may not be watching. It's peak, or I should say pure Zach Galifianakis. I think Zach is one of the funniest guys out there, and this is him showing you what he thinks is incredibly funny. It continues a tradition that FX has of really writer and creator driven shows that are so unique. You can't get anything even like it anywhere else. So check out Baskets, which premieres Thursday, June 13th at 10 on FX. Now, on to the show. It's like A Star Is Born, but with bears. We saw The Country Bears, so you know what that means.
Now it's time for How Did This Get Made? We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Could you be a wonder? How did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? I am Paul Scheer, and today we are talking about the 2002 Disney film, The Country Bears. What do you need to know? It's a movie based on a ride about a young bear in search of the best bear band there is. Will they put them back together? Will they save the Bear Country Hall? All this and more, we're going to get into it. But first, let me introduce my co-host, Jason Mantzoukas. How are you, Jason?
Paul. I watched this movie this morning. It was terrible.
88 minutes.
Is this movie the exact same plot as Blues Brothers 2000?
It is.
Is the little Haley Joel Osment bear basically Scribbles? Scribbles the bear?
Well, here's the one difference. Scribbles didn't have any say in putting the band
That's
back together.
True. But this, the kid bear barely has, you know, let's get into it. Let's get this in. Well, this made me mad.
Well, we'll break it all down. I will say, if you are comparing notes, it does have the exact same plot as the Muppet movie that came out recently.
Oh, yeah.
The exact same plot, both Disney films. But let's get into it with my other co-host, June Diane Raphael. How are you, June?
I'm okay, Paul. How are you?
Very well. June, when we put on this movie last night, you said one thing. Do you remember that?
No.
You said, I can't do this movie. And it was within the first 30 seconds of it. What reached out to you in that first 30 seconds?
I found this movie to be terrifying. There are certain shots in this movie that feel like a horror film to me. The first shot of the bear. I mean, I guess this, should we just get into it? Okay. Yeah. There are things about this movie that are haunting.
Got it. All right.
Haunting to me.
Jason's
the
bored.
The size and scope and scale of the bears.
And how, and here's the thing, like, were there other bears in the world?
Yes, there were.
I need to get into that. I need, yes, a very
there
few.
There are five other bears
a
in the world.
Very few. I think I only saw two. But let's get into it all with our returning guest. I would call her How Did This Get Made All-Star. She's been with us since the beginning.
Since our first ever episode.
She is a writer. She is a director. after she hosted an amazingly funny show here called Who Charted. But right now, we're here to celebrate your brand new film that you wrote, you directed, you star in. It's a documentary called Origin Story, which is right now on Amazon Prime. Please welcome Cool Up Felisak.
Woo!
Yeah!
Me!
Cool Up, since we last left you, you've become a fucking powerhouse director. Getting right up all over the place.
DIY, baby.
Are you still shooting any of the movie? Like, are there parts I can audition for? Or?
It's a documentary, Jason. You can't just audition
for
it.
I'd love to play
myself. Well, I think this will be in the sequel.
Great.
Ooh.
Let me just get this right, though, because several of your friends do appear in the movie. I know I do.
Yes, well, you're a producer.
Yes, and I'm also up here doing a testimonial. And I know Sarah Silverman's in it, Casey's in it. Did you not ask Jason because there was no...
Wow, interesting. All right, this is a good call.
Part for him, or you didn't want him to
win? I mean, guys,
win?
When we say part, again, it's an autobiographical...
Sure.
Documentary.
But about your life.
Right.
Your
right.
life, but which you, I you, feature you know very
Jason.
Prominently.
I know, Jason. Well, yeah, we are. You are a good friend.
I would say I'm like a recurring guest star in your life.
Would you say that now? Did you negotiate that?
I mean, listen. Can I just say, just based on what's happening right here, mm-hmm. it feels a little bit like Tennessee and Trixie's relationship in the Country Bears film.
Chemistry.
Like, a little chemistry.
Am I also wearing a racy outfit?
To cover up your bear part?
Yep. Underneath, except for a robe
what's
where
crazy
everyone
is
else
that,
is covering their bits.
Yeah, well, not, or yeah, or barely even. That's the thing is Trixie is
barely.
Wow.
I feel like I've done this show four times, and each movie I've done prior, there was something to like. There were parts that were interesting.
Yeah, and
there were two mothers fucking each other's sons.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Adore.
You guys know I love an emo Tobey Maguire over whatever that Andrew Garfield bullshit was. But this was Jeff.
Wait a second, Cool Up. There's a great scene in this movie.
Uh-oh.
There's two wonderful moments in this movie.
Only involving Christopher Walken.
No, there's a different... There's
by the way, MVP.
MVP, and he's amazing. And the scene with the you know, bear model country place getting squashed is hilarious.
It's a great scene.
It's a great scene. And then there's another moment when all of the bears are on the road. They are at a diner. And Tennessee reveals that he's... divorced from Trixie.
And Tennessee is the therapist who...
He's a marriage therapist.
Okay. Who oddly... take it all the way back. But let me just tell Cool Up, the other wonderful moment in this movie is when Tennessee says, you know, I got divorced from Trixie, and one of the other bears, I don't know any of their names, says, was it the sweater?
Yeah.
And it was a laugh out loud moment.
Well,
I think it was delivered really well.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
And when you think about, when you say that thing about delivery, I think we have to remember that there are people in the suit.
Yeah.
And then there are people doing their voices. They are separate entities.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes.
We have two people combining for one great performance.
You're telling
much
me,
like
Bonnie,
a transformer. Yes.
And here's the other thing. I think, and I might be wrong, but I think there are certain times when the person voicing the bear is not the voice of the bear singing.
Exactly. So,
When Bonnie Raitt sings Trixie, I'm not sure if Bonnie Raitt's doing Trixie's dialogue as well.
No, she is
not think
right?
So. And I know she's definitely not in the bear costume.
Oh, no, she's definitely in the bear costume.
Yeah, Bonnie Raitt, she requested
that's
it.
What she does. Bonnie Raitt's whole thing is 6 months of the year, she's on tour, 6 months of the year, she's in a bear costume at Disney World.
She is amazing in that bear costume. It's very Sia. Like, you know, you don't really see her.
Yes, Sia.
She's the Sia of bears.
By the way, as we're talking about the voices that were lent to the bear, Don Henley was the other voice of Tennessee, the singing voice of Tennessee. This is an all-star cast.
And Toby Huss.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What was he? Was the one
He's
who was
in there.
Addicted to honey, which is liquor?
Is honey booze? That's what I was asking. Is honey booze for bears?
Can we go back to what Jason was saying about bears in this world?
Let's go back to what Jason was saying.
The bears in this world are the biggest question mark I have. Because Haley Joel Osment, the bear, is in a family
of Stephen Tobolowsky. Stephen Tobolowsky's like normal human family,
right?
Yeah.
Has adopted a bear son,
and even though their last
adopted?
Name is
stolen.
Oh boy!
Oh boy! All right, get into it, Jim. Wow.
From what I could understand,
there was a collar displayed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The bear, the main bear, the Haley Joel Osment bear,
Barry,
and they are called the Barringtons. They are the Barringtons.
Barry Barrington. So
they
have an
affinity. They're bearophiles.
Oh.
They seem to, from that story that his brother told him, that bear was just trapped by a.
Like bear trafficked.
Yes. And
so you're saying that underneath this is a very sad story about bears being cute. Like,
why would anyone ever? What world is this in which bears are adopted? The bear was not endangered. The bear was not.
I couldn't figure that out either. I couldn't figure out what was the because.
Well, are there
the
bears,
country bears?
Yes.
Just live in the world.
But right? Are there bears in this world? And I say that in the way that. Are there bears as we know them in this world? Like, are
like
there
regular bears?
Regular bears, or are all
there
bears?
There are other animals that seem to be in their habitats, living their lives.
Yeah,
and
the chicken.
Then there, the chicken.
The chicken doesn't talk.
No, the chicken is a chicken.
Right. What we find out at pretty, the end is
I think
a female.
June's
chicken.
Point is important. The chicken is a chicken,
the
and
chicken
that's
is a chicken.
That's
there
like a very
to be dogs
existential
and cats
statement.
That just exist.
Yes.
And then there are these bears.
These bears and the,
these please. Bears.
Please speak of the scales, please. The
okay,
scale of the
so
bear.
Did you guys think that the bears were to scale?
Here's the thing. Oftentimes I noticed, like, when the bears need to use a payphone, they have had to build a big payphone.
Yes.
So the world has accommodated certain bear needs.
But
yes,
in the world that we have been introduced to, there are only about 5 bears out there.
Yes.
But
so,
didn't it sometimes seem like the bears were 15 feet tall?
Yes.
And sometimes the same height.
And sometimes the same height. But how, well, first of all, how tall is an actual bear?
Depends on what type of bear
like
we're talking
regular
about.
Like a brown bear.
Bear
how
grizzly
tall
bear.
Is a brown bear?
I think you're talking 6 to 9 feet tall, depending on what species of bear.
A Kodiak.
Some are much bigger, grizzlies and so forth, but some are pretty, like a brown bear.
I'll rephrase the question. How big is the biggest bear?
Okay, I'm going to type that in.
How big is the biggest bear?
There's
it's got to be the Kodiak.
There's a bear that fights in the new Godzilla movie that I believe is 16 stories tall.
Well, I want to answer this question by saying that I think that this movie unfortunately reverse engineered the size of the bears based on the attraction in Disneyland. Because this is a movie based on an attraction. It's an attraction that I brought my dad to when we went to Tokyo Disney.
Yes.
I said we needed to go see the Country Bear Jamboree because it's one of the few remaining places the Country Bears exist. And the bears in that show are very large, I think, to accommodate a stage show. So I think they just said, well, we need to keep them that size.
Can I ask a quick question, clarification? The Country Bears show is animatronic or is it people in suits?
Animatronic.
Okay.
And they
so
play
why
songs.
Why does it matter? Like, why would you have to draw these bears to scale with a ride at Disney?
Well, I mean, I think you're coming for that, right? It's sort of like, I love the ride at Disney. Now I need to see the movie.
But
right? I mean, isn't that kind of like the promise of the premise?
Is this basically like Pirates of the Caribbean, but with country bears?
Yes.
It worked with that. Let's just get these bears on in a movie.
This is, I think, before it even kind of clicked in. It was like they had Eddie Murphy doing the Haunted Mansion. They had.
They did?
Oh, yeah. It's just so weird because we know that there are humans in those suits. And yet the bears themselves, like, I would think that they would build costumes for very tall people.
Okay.
And then, at points, those bears look like they were 15 feet tall.
They can't. That's
they
so big.
I know.
They are
they
big.
They looked enormous.
Yes, they are very big. But nobody, the world seems to be not set up for it, but they don't seem to.
Nobody blinks an eye.
They don't. Yeah.
Nobody blinks an eye.
Everything seems to be totally normal that these bears in some clothing.
Right.
Speaking English are just wandering around.
Well, they became big, giant country music stars. But I would also argue that I was worried for Haley Joel Osment, the bear, because. By the way, when we refer to him, you have to picture a bear. He is a bear.
Yes.
He is
Barry Barrington.
Barry Barrington. He is at the table and he says to his parents, am I adopted? I look different. Does he freckles.
Know he's a bear?
Well, that's my question. Because
does he know he's a bear?
He's kind of.
I don't think so.
Because he's literally, there is a honey bear on the table in front of him.
I didn't notice that.
He just came from watching the Country Bears documentary Behind the Music upstairs.
What's so weird is I think he sees those bears. He sees his family. He doesn't know. He's connected to the music, but he doesn't know that he's one of them.
Is he a, are all bears country bears? Is he a country bear?
Well, I think.
And one of them, his father. Like, that's what I wrote. Is Paul trying to re-traumatize me? I wrote that here. Is Paul.
This is a tie-in.
Well, you see.
And then I wrote, Barry took it better than I did.
So do you think that these bears are granted special powers? Is that what we're talking about? Because they birthed him?
I don't know. Like, how are country bears made? Like, are some bears born capable of speech and musical acuity?
Because country bears is like calling somebody the Eagles, like the band the Eagles. They're not like country bears.
Yeah, it's not like a species.
But just to answer all your questions, the biggest bear is the polar bear.
Okay.
And the average weight of the polar bear is about 900 to 1,500 pounds.
Ooh, that's
bad. The heaviest on record is a 2,000-pound polar bear.
That's okay.
And the tallest the polar bear could ever be, this is the biggest one.
Okay.
8 to 8.4 feet.
Hmm.
Okay.
So literally 8 feet less than what you thought these bears are.
Okay. The concept of like a 15 to 16 foot bear would be terrifying. Like really like 2-story tall bear. It would be very scary.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in this world, I think before the movie starts, something's happened and bears have evolved.
Okay.
At a rapid pace, and are singing and dancing and
flipping. By the way, that opening cut, these bears are doing more agile work than any, for their lofty weight and a disproportionate weight, they're flipping, they're flying around.
They're doing stage dives? Yeah. This movie posits that a country bear invented the stage dive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's irresponsible.
Well, here's something that's really crazy. At a certain point in the movie, they cut to news footage. And the newscaster refers to the country bears as men.
Oh, wow. Now that's interesting.
I missed that.
Not male, but no. Men.
Men.
Interesting.
These men kidnapped.
Oh.
And it's so strange because then I thought maybe the world is not seeing the country bears.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
Now that's
curious.
They're just
husky, your men. Bottom heavy.
Well, here's the
hairy
thing.
Men.
This, let me corroborate this with, I would argue that if you were to tell this movie from the adopted brother's point of view,
mm-hmm.
Dex believes he's the only one who can see that the brother is a bear.
No, Tobolowsky knows he's a bear.
Yeah, but he won't speak to it.
Okay.
Everybody, he's like, I'm different. He's like, you know what? Everybody's different in different ways, blah, blah, blah. Nobody ever says, you're a bear. Nobody ever says, and the kid's like, what are you talking about? When the police are there, and the police are there, and they're looking at photos, and they're like, what is he, a fourth grader? And they're like, that's exactly right. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's covered in hair all over his body. Like, this kid is like, he's a bear.
And meanwhile, the police officers of Ham and Cheats do a great job of finding him relatively quickly. I mean, they just go to the one place.
Does this all happen in one town?
It seems like the bus to get there is close and very far because the cops get there immediately. But Harry Joel Osment, the bear, takes a long time.
The cops get there immediately. The cops run into them at the diner. They are all over each other.
It all takes place in the Disney lot.
That's what it feels like.
It was like 4 days, right? It was 20, they needed to raise $20,000 in 4 days.
Yeah.
And this is what's weird about the movie, too, that it's not really about the country bears. It's more about this spot that they played at, as though that's the thing.
But it seems to be in the middle of the woods.
Right. I guess I'm just like, why? Why save this pile of wood? Like, if the country bears are so great, they should be able to exist wherever they go.
Well, my question is,
perform wherever.
Are how much were they charging for those tickets? Because even at the end, when they do save the day, it only seems like about 50 or 60 people showed up.
They're definitely not making 20 grand that night.
I mean, unless
in
the ticket price.
In one bucket.
In one bucket?
I never know how many jelly beans are in any
of
size.
Course, yeah.
And maybe there's like a VIP experience afterwards.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a meet and greet.
There was an eBay type of situation. Like, yeah, okay.
Except with the Country Bears, it's an M-E-A-T.
Oh. Right. Do they eat?
Just pounds of meat. Oh, just piles of meat.
They sign trouts for you? But I think here's a thought, and I just put it in your head. Maybe the Country Bear house is right on the verge of like Silicon Valley. So these are all just tech investors. So they could maybe have raised that 20.
Country, you think, I fully expected the Country Bears to like get a record deal at the end or something. Because that was the other thing. Everybody knew who they were.
They were the biggest band of all time. They're the Beatles.
But yet, wherever they went, people weren't like, fuck Country Bears. People weren't losing their minds everywhere.
Well, when Crystal Harris puts it together, she goes, wait a second, you're Fred the Bear? But he's been working security at this music studio.
They seem to be familiar with each other.
Yeah, like she wouldn't have thought, wait a second. Like, yes. If you saw Paul McCartney working security, you'd be like, you're Paul McCartney, right?
Yeah, you would need to see his guitar
before
you put it together.
Yeah,
you
wouldn't.
With his name written on it.
Like, he just... And she the back of this property name. Of
Here's
the Beatles.
The thing. She knows his name is Fred. But it's not until she sees his harmonica, which says Fred, that she says, wait a minute. You're the Fred who's a bear that plays harmonica? Oh, you're from the Country Bears.
And then they proceed to do a musical number. And this is my biggest issue with the movie. I'm fine with musical numbers. If there's some reality to them... It seemed to me that they shot a full music video. And I'm like, okay, if that's a fantasy, that's one thing. But at the end, she has already done makeup changes and wardrobe changes. And she's like, all right, got to go shoot my music video now.
Meanwhile, when they're in the section of the movie where they begin singing and playing, what we think is the music video, but then she's exactly like you said, says she's then going to do the music video. The film takes on the look of a music video. Like the angles are all of a sudden all over the place, crazy. It's quick cutting. So the film has the feel of a music video.
See, but I could never tell in those moments, and the same thing happened at the diner. In those moments, were we in the bear's fantasy? Were the bears fantasizing about their own music having this effect on people? Or was that really happening?
Because Crystal Harris changed. That's what I'm saying. Like, she was in a totally different outfit and makeup. Yeah, she was in the cheerleader.
That could have just been time, you know. But
so he was fantasizing for that long?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think
but
we're
then the
meant...
other bears saw them doing the video. That jam, that impromptu jam with changes.
Which seemed like a Country Bear song, not a Crystal Harris song, right?
Well, they're all Country Bear songs.
Harris? Like,
yes, great question.
I don't know.
Really great question.
She is playing herself.
No disrespect, I was confused.
Crystal Harris.
I was like, oh, her and the waitress in the diner. I was like,
I don't know who the waitress in the diner is.
I was wondering if they were like Disney
Sweet
kids of the
mediocre
time.
Mediocre talents
you know?
Of the day.
Yeah, I figured maybe these were like kid Disney like stars of this era.
Yeah,
Or I was like, or these are just actors and they're not supposed to be people I'm meant to know.
No, most of them are. I mean, like Elton John recorded an original song for this movie.
What? Why? There was
great
so many people
actors
in this.
Crazy.
Every scene. I was like, why
Queen
is
Latifah
why are
in
you
this.
In this Ooh, Queen Latifah?
Picture. June, I want to talk to you about this. Queen Latifah plays two parts because she plays Queen Latifah in the documentary footage, but
at
then
the
she
end.
Plays Cha-Cha in the bar, which is a bold choice.
What?
Wait, she's playing herself.
She's
in the
video. I didn't see the documentary.
Oh, the documentary at the end when they go to
the credits.
It's like Willie Nelson. It's Wyclef Jean. Queen Latifah
talking about how the Country Bears like were so inspiring to them.
I did not watch that.
I get it.
I thought that was still her character.
Cha-Cha?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Cha-Cha.
Oh, Brian Setzer?
Oh, Brian
Setzer. Oh, yes, the house band.
They spend so much money. Also, they spend so much money on music. There are songs in here that are there's a Bob Dylan song, there's a Lucinda Williams song. There's so many expensive songs in this that I was like, what is going on
with the money was spent on this movie.
This is a kids movie. Unabashedly for children.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a story that adults can relate to.
There are certainly sexual overtones.
I mean, Trixie is naked.
Trixie, I saw upstairs fur and downstairs fur.
And in between.
By the way.
The happy trail in between.
Why wasn't Trixie a country bear?
Wasn't she?
She was.
And why was
she wasn't a country bear.
At the end, wasn't she part of the band?
She was thrown on stage, but she wasn't a part of the country bear.
The original, that's true.
Which I found troubling. She seemed to be the most talented of all the bears.
Absolutely. She's got Bonnie Raitt's voice. Yes. So that's like unquestioned.
Yes. Well, and possibly the only female bear.
I mean, the biggest in the world.
Yeah. She's the Smurfette of sentient bears.
By the way, she has to be Haley Joel Osment's mom. There's no other way. Yeah.
I don't
disagree. There's not another woman.
Well, with Tennessee in that Bill Cosby sweater.
Yes. By the way, can we talk about his couple therapy skills? He's doing couples therapy like the way that you would run a business meeting. He is behind a desk and his two people are seeing him, like, sitting in front of him like they're getting a board review.
Yes.
And it's two SNL cast members from the time. And I was like, I wish they had like made this that they were themselves a couple married on SNL, but still needed a couples therapy from a bear. And the bear, he's, by the way, a terrible therapist.
Terrible.
Because he will not talk to them about themselves at all. He's just crying about him and Trixie. Come on!
I really couldn't get to the bottom of what happened between him and Trixie.
I mean, it's seemingly
he cheated. He cheated on the road.
Oh, but maybe
on the hibernation.
That's Barry's mom.
What'd you say?
I just never.
Maybe that's whoever he cheated with.
Oh, interesting.
Can I just pitch out the easier version of this movie? You have a whole world of bears.
Oh,
and then that's it. Like, I mean, I guess they couldn't afford
the, a bear?
Well, to me, it's sort of like, why do you put Haley Joel Osment there? Because just put him in a family of bears, and they're like accountant bears. They're not creative bears. And he longs to be creative. It complicates the world that there are these things. Because at the car wash, there's one bear in the way background. That's the only other bear I saw. When the Country Bears played at the end, there's no bears that come to see the Country Bears. Yeah. So they're not playing to their own audience. Mm. Where are the bears? And if they are being captured like that.
Like, are Country Bears an endangered species?
First of all,
like Sasquatch?
You keep on calling them Country Bears. They're not Country bears.
They're just bears.
They're just bears.
Sure.
Language matters, Jason. Words have an impact.
But here's what I'm wondering. Are these country bears? I guess like all. So we just live in a world in which all bears stand on their hind legs, walk around, wear clothes, talk, and do jobs.
We don't know if it's all bears.
It's not just the country bears.
I feel like there was a
country
magical... Bears,
country refers to the description of the music they play. And that they're from the country and speak like
all bears
you know.
Are from the country, first of all.
Wait, no, well, that's not all from the polar bear.
Polar bears from like Antarctica.
Okay, I guess that's true.
Words matter, June.
Language matters.
Paddington was from the jungle.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
June all of a sudden really stereotyping bears. Right. You know, we have a large contingent of bears that listen to this podcast.
There's a lot of bears who download How Did This Get Made?
I think that.
So they're Blackberry.
I think that these. I think that these bears. Again, the thing that makes the most sense to me is just bears had, through some sort of like nuclear event or some technology.
Oh, you think it's like a Godzilla
like
kind of thing.
Something happened.
Like Planet of the Apes.
Yes, bears evolved at a rapid pace past every other species. Mm-hmm. And so all bears now have been domesticized in this world.
All of them?
Maybe. Maybe.
But then we should have seen.
Wouldn't that destroy the ecosystem if bears left what they were up to and just started living in like in cities and hanging out? Wouldn't wouldn't everything fall apart?
This brings me to my big point.
I don't know. I mean, species die all the time, Jason. Where are the dinosaurs?
Well, sure. But I mean, also the death of the dinosaurs, like, eradicated life on, like, part of, like, everything, like, complete. Ah, what are we doing right now? What's happening? How did I get roped into this?
Species. Oh, what I'm saying is,
yes,
there are species that are dying right now.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean that.
Some of them are delicious.
It doesn't mean that life
some
stops.
Of our are like amazing trophies.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I would love to have one of these country bear heads on the wall.
Ooh, I would love a bear head, a country bear head on the wall.
By the way, I was literally Googling last night. I bet you could find pieces of this costume because what are they going to do with these big bear feet?
Why, Paul?
I would like to have that in my ass.
Why were you Googling? Why were you Googling, can I get a country bear costume?
Maybe.
By the way, did you hear he said there's got to be pieces of these costumes?
No. Why do you want bear parts?
Not a costume.
All I need is the head. All I need is the head.
June, you're going to walk in on Paul Scheer jerking off with a bear paw on.
First of all.
Single bear paw.
It's natural. When I'm hanging out with Bonnie Raitt, who will be laughing then? All right? Because we'll be comparing our bear suits. Hey, everybody. We have to take a brief break in this very exciting country bear talk to hear a word from our sponsors. Number one, you need your How Did This Get Made merchandise? Of course you do. We got brand new shirts in stock, a great new Hercules shirt that shows all the elements of creation. Head on over to tpublic.com/stores/hdtgm. Check out what we got in the store. There's always a sale going on there. Go to tpublic.com/stores/hdtgm. And also, while we're talking about amazing places to go and check out online, why don't you create an amazing place for yourself online? You could do it with Squarespace. Okay, Squarespace makes it more than easy to create your own website. It makes it fun. You heard me. Damn right fun. I'm talking party at, I'm talking confetti, I'm talking getting drunk in front of your computer and building the information superhighway click by click. People, I'm making websites. I don't even have things to advertise. Why? Because I'm having so much fun. Why? Because Squarespace has amazing templates. Why? Because they care about the web looking good. We're done with the shitty websites. We're done with the high prices you have to pay to some designer to make something that's so GD simple. They got world-class designers that are giving you templates. They got e-commerce ability. You can track people. Who is coming to your site? Can I make my content better for them? If you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a grad, if you're a kid, if you're a business owner, if you're a musician, if you're an actor, if you're a comedian, if you're a person who just likes to make a lot of pictures of horses, come to Squarespace and make a home for yourself. Go to squarespace.com, just like I did, /bonkers at squarespace.com/bonkers. Create a website for free. Check out ours, hdtgminfo.com. You can see everything you need to know about How Did This Get Made right there. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/bonkers. Use the offer code bonkers. Also, let me talk about Black Tux. Black Tux, ram-lam. Black Tux, ram-lam. Well, Black Tux believes that every groom deserves a better experience when it comes to renting a suit or tuxedo for their big day. Actually, it was started by two guys who had one of the worst tuxedo fittings you could imagine. And look, we've all been there. If you've had to put on a suit for a wedding or you see something in the store and you don't know if it's good, Black Tux takes all that guesswork out, okay? It gives you an online easy ordering process that brings a suit or tuxedo right to you. You pick the style, okay? You request a free try-on at home so you can feel the quality and fit. Then you know, does it work before you put it on the day of? All right, from there, they'll ship your order 2 weeks before your wedding so you can check it out one last time. You won't find a rental experience or designs like the ones that you'll find at Black Tux anywhere else. I love Black Tux. It's a genius move. When you read about places that have created something that's so simple and so smart, you go like, God damn it, why wasn't that me? I should have created Black Tux. I need that respect. I need those tuxes. Anyway, people, we all have events, weddings, funerals, big events, work events. Why spend so much money on a suit when you can get a high quality tux that fits you? Did you gain weight? Did you lose weight? No judgment. Get something that fits you though, but don't have to go out to the store and buy a brand new whole outfit. All right. Black Tux is the shit. That's not their slogan, but I'm saying they're the shit. Get on board. When you want your wedding to be remembered for the right reasons, rent your suit or tuxedo at theblacktux.com and enjoy $20 with the code bonkers. That's $20 with the code bonkers. That's blacktux.com, code bonkers for $20 off your purchase. black tux, formal wear for the moment. All right, and now back to our show. Here's my issue about bears, because they go visit Cha-Cha, who is Queen Latifah, at the Swarming Hive Honey Bar, which is seemingly is a bar that serves honey, yet there are no patrons in there besides Zeb Zubler, who is a bear. But yet they have, like, a bark scratcher, which is, like, a big piece of wood to scratch a bear's back. But there's no other bears in a honey bar.
Yes, that bolsters your thought that the whole world should be catering to bears because it's a bear's world.
Right.
But it is not. It is overwhelmingly human world. And the country bears that we are following are the only bears.
And if you could get drunk on honey, I would have done it.
the alcoholic content of honey is zero.
Well, it seems like she was like
are
kind of...
Are humans there drinking honey?
Yes!
Like, if I go to that bar...
They were like pigs.
If I go to that bar to hear Brian Setzer Orchestra...
The house band.
Do I just, like, drink honey?
I also tell you the whole time I thought his last name was Seltzer.
Really? Until just now?
Till I saw the film.
Wow!
By the way, was that song they did together improvised in the moment, like an Eminem kind of like rap battle? Or was that a classic song of the fiddler battle? Because it seemed to be a song that was telling the story of exactly what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't seem like they were improvising. It was like, let's do this classic fiddler house band battle song.
I agree. I think we're meant to believe they're just like winging it, but obviously it was like this some song. But it was weird that all the lyrics just were describing the literal events that were happening in the moment.
And they gave Zeb Zubler a chance to kind of get better.
Zeb Zubler.
Who is from the actual Country Bear Jamboree, which we could all go to. And if you want to do like extra research.
Where is going on? June,
loves rides.
Are you like keyed into how I'm, into Country I'm, Bears Paul is?
Where is the Country Bear ride?
The Country Bear ride is in Tokyo Disneyland. And it also...
Wait,
why?
It's only in Tokyo?
That's why I don't know why this movie was made.
It used to be, yeah.
In Disneyland here.
What happened?
Yes.
People didn't like it anymore. Yeah. It became irrelevant.
I will tell you, it's a 16-minute long show that's can at certain points be a little boring.
I saw it in Disney World in Florida when I was like 9 years old.
Okay. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, it's basically it's the inspiration of Bear Country, which is in Disneyland, but the Winnie the Pooh ride took over for that. But it's like basically, you know,
another bear wearing some clothes.
Yes,
clothes that doesn't cover his genitals.
No, he just wears a t-shirt.
He just wears a shirt.
Yeah.
He's just kind of. He's like, gotta wear that shirt. Just like this is where like the clothing in this. I was like, would it be scandalous if Trixie took her clothes off? Well, like, would it be scandalous if that bear just removed his vest and hat?
Well, this
are we then looking at him nude?
This goes back to my biggest
aesthetic choices
alone. That's a question I have for the bears. Are these sartorial in choice? Though, it might be scandalous for us to see them that way, but would they experience shame about their bodies?
If they don't,
should we?
But they have shame about their jobs. He didn't want to be seen as a wedding singer. He didn't want to be seen as the guy who lives over Elton John's pool house.
He was embarrassed. Doing fine if he's living with Elton John, but okay.
By the way, Elton John delivering on his performance. I mean, everyone's bringing their. I mean, Don Henley going, "You guys are better than the Eagles." Everyone's bringing a little bit of stuff because kids love Eagles humor, and they get like Don Henley's whole take on that. The
kids, like the audience for this movie, young children, understand what a relentless dick Don Henley was throughout all iterations of the Eagles. And especially now in watching it, it must be interesting because we all know that Glenn Frey has passed and the Eagles are still going. You know, the kids know a lot of the history of the Eagles.
What a great, I mean, there's so...
Joe Walsh's addition in the late 70s, reinvigorating the band.
Well, here's my question about the band. It seemed like there was no conflict in getting them back together. Because wherever they went, they're like, we're getting the band back together. They're like, all right.
Can I ask, what was the incident that broke them up?
I do not know.
It had to do with the wedding singer, but I don't think we ever got to the bottom of...
I don't think we did either.
He stormed that, first of all, that... tour bus was disgusting.
Disgusting.
And so then it made me also think, is this tour bus supposed to look disgusting? Like we're thinking to ourselves, oh yeah, of course a bunch of bears lived in here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that was the
case? Well, here, this is what it says on the Wikipedia page. Oh boy. okay. all right. It's a little bit more complicated than I even thought.
Oh, great.
Okay, so
Paul, why do I feel like if I looked at your screen right now, it would just be an eBay auction for a country bear, arm and head?
I'm almost there, guys. Just shut up. I'm almost there. So Zeb claims Ted to be the reason for the band's disestablishment, but Ted claims that he held them together and that no one was grateful as the other members were all busy letting their personalities and habits get in the way. Habits, weird. Barry reminds him that they claimed each other to be family, but Ted claims it was meaningless publicity. Barry realizes the real meaning of family and returns home.
I still don't understand.
Oh, sorry. That was...
I thought what happened when they leave the tour bus in that field, I thought what they were saying was that the wedding singer bear was too obsessed with like getting the stage work right.
Right. He's like, what's the set? And we don't know the set. He's like, we gotta get our set.
It seemed like he was just concerned with like the technical elements of the show.
But
maybe he was tired of doing all the work and having none of the fun.
Well, we know what that feels like.
She's right.
But they seem to be doing a great show. By the way, can you steal a joke from another movie? Because in the beginning of the movie, they have an amp that goes to 12.
Yeah.
The joke in Spinal Tap is it goes to 11.
They didn't steal it, they heightened it.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. So, all right. Now. can we just talk?
I have a question that I wrote in my notes. And read into this what you will. Is Dan Aykroyd involved in this movie at all?
Great question. At one point, is that his voice?
Is it possible Dan Aykroyd is involved in this movie somehow?
It makes all the sense in the world.
I agree. When I heard a voice that sounded like Dan Aykroyd, and I was like, now I get it. Now everything adds up.
Yeah.
This is some sort of Aykroydian fever dream come to life.
Do you think that...
Some crystal skull bullshit.
Do you think that maybe he turned down a part? I mean, because he could have been Rip Holland.
Because the Alex Rocco part. The other thing that occurred to me was I was like, this, you know, in talking about it, really, there are so many similarities to the Blues Brothers, to what the Blues Brothers even like central storyline is, you know, having to do something to raise money to save the thing, you know, the orphanage in the first movie or whatever. Like, these are all the tropes of these movies that, like, I feel like, is Dan Aykroyd behind everything? And are we safe?
In the world?
Are we safe? Am I okay? I part of Dan Aykroyd?
He killed the dinosaurs.
Is this his Truman Show and we are living in it?
Oh, God.
When I type in Dan Aykroyd Country Bear, he did have a run-in with a bear in the movie The Great Outdoors. An 1,800-pound bear, they call it.
Oh, wow.
Does everybody know what they're supposed to do when they see a bear?
Yeah, you're supposed to get as big as possible and make like a lot of noise.
How would you do that?
Want it for every bear.
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Not for every bear?
We're learning a lot.
Every bear.
What do we got?
And you're supposed to stay still, right? You're not supposed to run.
So I don't know which bear is which, but for certain bears, you should climb a tree because they can't climb. other bears, like, don't ever climb a tree because they can climb. Some don't turn your back on. Some make a ton of noise. There's a lot of different ways to approach different types of bears.
So how would you approach Barry Barrington?
Punch in the nose, I believe, is sharks.
How would you approach Zeb Zubler or Barry Barrington?
Paul, we were in this situation. Do you remember when we went on that hike?
We weren't in this situation. We were talking about what we would do.
We were trained and prepped.
Did we kill a bear? Yes, we killed a bear.
Are you guys like out there like...
What is it?
Are you guys like getting trophies? Are you out in the world like secretly big game hunters?
No, I've never heard a bear.
June and I were walking around a lake at a wedding... And you were afraid that there might be a...
Because we had been told that year alone, a number of people had died by
now,
the hands of bears.
Were you guys killed?
Not hands, but okay.
I think it was a number of people had seen bears.
That's not true, Paul.
A number of people had died from bear attacks?
This was a huge problem at Yellowstone. The campers were leaving.
But we weren't at Yellowstone. Like, we were not there. We were at a wedding.
We were in Maine.
Wherever
we were.
We were
walking around a lake that was near a city.
About?
Remember that?
No, we were out in Wyoming.
All right.
So, just to finish June's story, how did you get away from the bear?
Well, I took preventative action, which is the biggest thing. We were both really loud because we knew there were bears around. Now, when you really have to be nervous, that's what we were screaming. What
is this just a cover of fight you guys had by a lake? Is this whole episode an effort to cover a fight you guys had by a lake that you're worried is going to get out there? And so you're reverse engineering an excuse? We were very loud by a lake in Wyoming, just so people know.
We were screaming at each other
in order to scare a bear.
June, I don't mean to.
Oh boy.
I don't mean to let you down, but these are the bear attacks that have happened since 2014. In North America.
Four deaths from 2014.
Yes, one in 2014 in New Jersey, one in 2015 in British Columbia, one in 2017 in Alaska, and one in 2017 in Alaska. So there weren't a lot of people killed by bears in Wyoming.
Yellowstone.
Well, we weren't even in Yellowstone.
Wherever we were.
June didn't want to become a new staff.
So we were walking around speaking loudly.
Knowledge is power, June. Knowledge is power.
I don't remember. I remember being told that a number of campers had been attacked by bears that year.
And an attack is different than a death.
That's true.
Sure.
Maybe they didn't die. Maybe they didn't perish.
Well, if I saw a bear, I would kind of act like Christopher Walken's character, who, let's get into it,
please.
MVP of this movie. There's only one person who can act against a 15-foot tall bear flawlessly. And it's Chris. I thought his performance was
incredible,
next level. Like, he felt incredible. Like he gave a shit. Yeah. I mean,
he gave us all of the emotions.
Oh, he's the antagonist in the movie. He's the person who is intending to tear down the Country Bear barn. What's it
right.
called? Hall.
Country Bear Hall, which I kind of thought was like a Studio 54 of the time, maybe.
How so?
Yeah, I just felt like that was
like
the place.
Trays full of cocaine while Jade Jagger does a line of blow off Andy Warhol's finger.
I kind of feel like that's what was going on there. And, you know, I felt like it was like a hip happenance spot. People go out to the woods, get freaky, get wild.
Because here's the thing. I felt like Barry Berenstein, not Berenstein, Bear, that's the other bears.
Barry Barrington
leaves his suburban adoptive home with Stephen Tobolowsky and family, which to me seemed like he lived in the suburbs of Chicago.
Yes.
And the Country Bear barn, or hall rather, seems to be in Louisiana.
I mean, yeah, it seemed like he got on multiple buses to get to this location.
And it took him a long time
to get there.
But it appears to be the same town.
The bus stops seemingly in the middle of, there's no town.
Yeah.
It's just a lone structure and a bridge.
And the Haley Joel Osment bear runs home.
He does.
Doesn't.
And then he seemingly
this world?
And then he seemingly takes a gigantically long bus ride back because you see him out the top, you see him out the side of the window, but then his family's inside and they're taking pictures.
Like, I almost feel like at the end of the movie they could have pulled out and shown us like a kid playing with oh. toys.
Yes.
And I would understand the logic of this movie.
Waiting online to get into the Country Bear Jamboree ride at Tokyo Disneyland with his dad.
Listening.
Like me.
Listening it's your origin story. Yes. Now I understand.
See what I'm talking about?
I get it.
I'm
now.
Misunderstood because I am a bear. I am a shaved bear.
Oh, God. I'm a shaved bear.
Oh, God. The auction's ending soon. June, stop it.
That's the
I'm a shaved bear.
That's the t-shirt right there.
This world has forced bears to shave.
Oh,
Tobolowsky is a bear.
Is that why
everybody's
we're watching
a bear.
This movie?
These bears let their hair grow out.
You know what? I knew this was pro-bear advocacy on part of Paul. I'd heard rumblings that he was a shaved bear this whole time.
Finally getting the word out.
Wow. This is shocking.
June? By the way, our bear year. Are bears aging at the same rate?
Ooh, good question.
That humans are aging.
What do you think?
Well, when Haley Joel Osment Bear spoke for the first time, I was shocked because seeing his face before he spoke, I thought that's clearly a teenager.
But he's a fourth grader.
He's a fourth grader.
Oh. I didn't put that together.
So much older.
Wait, so a fourth grader ran away like that?
Exactly. Yes. So
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
he's a child.
All of the antagonists were not bad people.
Yeah.
Like, even Christopher Walken, he said that the Bear Hall, they were 6 years late in rent and in payment.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not bad.
And all he wanted to do is literally crush it. His office, again, the funniest scene in the movie where he has a giant anvil that just crushes multiple copies.
It's really crazy.
Like, all he wanted to do is drop an anvil on it.
That's all you wanted.
That's all.
A simple desire.
Like, can't we all live in a world which we can drop an anvil on places that we don't like anymore?
Yes.
Oh, no. I want to play. I just want to play that. Like, if no one is making that a meme, it's
so
one of my.
Good. It was so good.
So you see him at his desk and he is getting ready. It looks like he's getting ready to masturbate ultimately. He has his pants off.
No, it is fully.
With slippers on.
It's a full masturbation allegory because it really is like the thing comes down and he's like, oh yeah.
He checks
Let's
that no one
again.
Checks that no one's there, and then this is what happens. He takes out his anvil control.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Country Bear Hall has been crushed!
Scene. It's really, I was happy.
Perfect.
I was so happy. I mean,
it's just perfect.
I want to play almost every one of his scenes because he's also
so
dressed
good.
In a way that I'm like, what era is he from?
Because
he's wearing almost like a zoot suit.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yes. He's dressed like he's a gangster from the 40s.
Yeah.
From the 30s, you know? It's a bizarre, but again, it's Christopher Walken who is the most compelling person to watch on screen.
And what is happening at the Country Bear Hall?
Nothing.
Nothing anymore.
Nothing.
They're giving tours for 25 cents.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. By the way, I would like to just point out one thing. June and I did a show called NTSF SDSUV. We used Country Bear Hall as one of our big sets in our show where we go back to Alaska. Alphonse, one of our characters in the show, is an Alaskan special agent, and this is his home base station. Stephen Williams was his boss, and when we went there and shot, all the memorabilia from the Country Bears movie is still up on the walls, so we'd have to carefully shoot in a way that you wouldn't see bears playing the drums, because like, all the pictures are bears playing instruments. Like, all the cages are exactly the same, like the ticker cage and stuff like that.
I love that.
That's
like
amazing.
I wish that did any sneak through. I would love that.
No, we covered a lot of stuff because I guess in their mind they're like, we need to keep this standing. We need to come back to it because of the sequels.
Oh.
Why?
So we've been there, you guys.
That's
we've
so
been
cool.
to that place.
That's so cool. Why in the Country Bears band is everybody a bear but the drummer? The drummer is MC Gainey.
Right. Who is living in the tour bus.
Yes.
He said he raised his children in the tour bus?
He did say he raised his children in the tour bus.
But yet he's...
But the tour bus has been, like, in the barn, I think, for years, collecting dust. So I don't know what that story is. Hmm. But I didn't understand why, if you're going to have a bear playing a mandolin, have a bear play drums.
I'm so upset. I just did a movie with MC Gainey, and the fact that I couldn't talk to him about this movie in great detail really bums me out. We talked about a lot of stuff.
Really?
And this would have been, because it would have been amazing.
Can you imagine his life many days on set was him alone and a bunch of people in bear suits.
And not hearing dialogue. All you would be hearing is grinding of gears, like, because this movie is completely dubbed. It has to be.
Oh, if you listen to that Christopher Walken scene again,
yeah.
Christopher Walken's dialogue is all captured live, and the bears all sounds like canned and from a studio.
Yeah.
It is, audio-wise, it's so jarring.
But the chicken turned out to be a female chicken.
And
so that's important and comedy.
Sure.
And by the way, we talked about a bunch of the great cameos. I thought Barbara Bush was great in this movie. She was that small part in the country club.
Wow.
Just, I thought she was great. What? She was really good.
R.I.P.
Yeah, she's not with us anymore, Paul.
That was unbear-like.
I just want to clarify some comments I made about those bears. Real bears before and deaths, recent deaths of people by bears. Mm. In no way do I blame the bears.
Okay,
sure.
This goes back to your monkey stance.
Yeah, I just want to say that.
No, bears are just being bears out in the world.
Bears are always being
bears. But by the way, this is a June state. This movie should make you feel very happy because you've talked about not using animals against their will to be stars of films. This is not using animals against their will.
That chicken.
Oh,
that chicken.
But at least the chicken wasn't the star.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the chicken was there for maybe a day.
No.
2 days, maybe.
The chicken was there. 2 days of work?
Yeah, the chicken was there quite a bit.
The trainer was there every day just to make sure that he was coaching the chicken the right way and make sure the chicken would be able to sit.
I thought the chicken made a couple choices that were good, but otherwise, like, gave a pretty weak performance.
Oh, wow.
Before we get...
I just thought he was, like, oftentimes acting really scared.
She
was acting really scared, like a chicken.
Today's show is brought to you by Allbirds Tree Runners. These are the most comfortable shoes I have ever put on my feet. My feet are just having a fun time in my shoes, and all because of Allbirds Tree Runners. They come in a bunch of classic and limited edition colors. They're designed simply with no logos on it. People, we're not about billboards. We're about... functionality, people. Functionality. Look, that means they go with any outfit you throw in your bag so you can pack lighter and travel farther. Plus, Allbirds are so comfortable. They will keep you feeling good the whole way to your destination, whether you get upgraded to business class or end up in the middle seat. Fuck those people on your right and left-hand sides. They're taking up the armrest. That's not their armrest. Anyway, Allbirds are great to throw in your bag. They're great to wear around. Basically, I'm telling you the thing that you need to know. Allbirds motherfucking rule. Allbird Tree Runners, your perfect summer travel companion. Head to allbirds.com and get your very own pair, like Paul, Jason, and June. Today's other sponsor is the amazing Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. Pacow! Starbucks Triple Shot Energy has 225 milligrams of caffeine from Starbucks coffee with a hint of flavor enhanced with guarana, B vitamins, and ginseng for the energy that you need to make you live your life more productively. When do I use it? I use it before I go out because I want to go hard. No, that's not true. I have kids. They get up at 6 in the morning. I can't go harder past 7 p.m. unless I'm drinking something like this, okay? I need a triple shot to keep my energy going. And you know what? Here's the thing. There's no edge to it. It feels good. All right. And when you get stuff done, you feel happy because you're productive. So whether you're going out and raging, whether you're doing work, burning the midnight oil, studying for that test, working on that project, I met the guy who created all the merch for Galaxy's Edge. And you know what he said? He goes, I went to Starbucks. I got myself a coffee and I made a PowerPoint presentation and you are standing literally in what I imagined in that Starbucks. And he could have only have done that with Starbucks specialty coffee and giving him that energy to make it through. And that's the guy who designed Galaxy's fucking Edge. Okay, so when do you need it? Maybe in that second wave of your day when you got to, you kind of after that post-lunch, you're kind of a little tired. You'll get a little pick-me-up there, okay? Get ready. Go to your local grocery store, convenience store. Now you don't even have to head to Starbucks to get it. You can just get it in the store and get that energy in your fridge at any point in the day. Well, obviously, we had some opinions about this movie, but there are people out there with a different opinions. It is now time for second opinions.
The movie was a piece of shit, yet this person recommends it. Tell me, what is the message? I need a second opinion.
All right, it is now time for second opinions. These are 5-star reviews culled from Amazon.com. There are 178 total reviews for the film. There is 71% are 5-star reviews. 71%. That's a very high mark. This first one's from Andrew Aceves, and he writes this. It doesn't follow the music or the style of the old Disney attraction, but the old Disneyland show was stupid. I can't imagine sitting through a stretched out version of the Disney show. It would never work. Okay. As a standalone movie, this was really good. John Hyatt wrote and performed most of the Bear songs, and they were honest and straightforward, really, really good music. They had to be aging 70 rockers in order for the script to work. I liked it. I would watch it over and over again with my kids. Think Almost Famous, but with bears. 5 stars.
Oh my God.
Wow. I would love it if it was more Almost Famous. I would love if the bears were like...
A bear like, journalist?
Yeah, and it was like... if the Haley Joel Osment bear was a bear journalist, and that they were like... Not that they were like big rockers.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
They're jumping off the house.
That would be interesting to me. Like, I would have loved to have seen a movie where these bears are actually living just at this Country Bear Hall and then have to go on the road and tour the real world.
It's the monkeys with bears.
That's exactly
yes, right. Yes, but not the if the monkeys the were monkeys.
The monkeys were actual
it's the monkeys.
Monkeys
were bears, but were monkeys.
Right, exactly.
Yes. We need more bears.
Precisely.
This,
I mean, there's so much comedy there in just seeing these bears interact with the real world.
Oh, my God. Like the funniest,
literally the funniest movie that's been made ever.
Paul, do you have my 5-star review in there?
Yeah, there's a couple. You wrote a lot.
You
equate for 40% of these 5-star reviews. Yeah. This one is one of my favorite reviews I've read. This is from Skick, and the title is Clean, and the review is simply this: I got this from my 74-year-old mama. She loves it. She is happy.
I don't like the use of the word mama.
So I am happy. Wish I could find one that would work the same for my wife.
Oy.
Enjoy.
Oy.
5 stars.
Wow.
This one's from Willie Frazier, and it's Country Beard Past. Country Bears is a movie every home TV should have for Friday night family night. 5 stars.
Oof.
Every Friday night you'd be watching this? Every Friday night?
Can you imagine meeting someone and being like, what was your childhood like? Oh, you know, I'm pretty normal. Like, you know, grew up, couple siblings, you know, suburban American small town. Every Friday night we'd stay in, cook dinner, and watch Country Bears.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, we watch my favorite movie, Country Bears.
We watch it every Friday night. I'll end here with this one from Melissa Reckhart. She writes, my daughter loves this movie, and so does my boyfriend. And so do I. 5 stars.
Wow.
People love the country sensibility of this movie. People get it. We clearly didn't.
Those human eyes looking back at you.
I don't like those human eyes.
I do not like those eyes.
Anyone want to take a...
I did not like their costumes.
Anyone want to take a guess on the... like the tagline?
Bear budget? Oh.
The tagline?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to have bear.
Of course.
Yeah. Country Bears... barely keeping it together.
These are good. I like a
very good time.
Ooh, really good cool up. I really like this. I like the cool up's going. Anyone else want to take a shot? Anyone take a shot? There's two. One great, one not so hot.
Ferociously funny.
Oh, I like that tune. That's good. I love that you went off the bear track. ferocious with, as if they're.
So there is one moment, not to.
Yeah, you can.
There's one moment in the diner where one of them does growl at the other one.
Right, but it's to bear to bear.
It's, yeah, it's a bear to bear interaction.
It's not bear to human.
But it still seems like, oh, wow, they still have those bear instincts.
Hmm. Okay. The tagline of the movie, they're legends, barely.
Okay.
And then that's followed by the other one. It's a bear getting the family together.
Yeah.
And by the way, yeah, there that one.
I didn't think the word bear would be used in the tagline after Country Bears. Yeah.
Country Bears, oh, no. They're legends, barely.
These fucking maniacs. I'm surprised there's only one.
You're right.
Budget,
you're
right. $35 million.
Aye,
opening
aye.
Opening weekend.
$5 million
in 2002.
2002. Budget 35. Opening weekend $5 million. Worldwide gross $18 million. The top three movies of 2002: Spider-Man, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. And this movie came in 116th of all the movies in 2002. It was beaten by Triple X and Crossroads. And this movie beat Jason X and The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
How is it that these are all movies that came out the same year?
I don't know.
They seem like they're from different eras.
Mm. By the way, before we wrap it up with a final thought, I just wanted to point out one thing. Their escape in the car wash not a good plan, because it only was a good plan because the cops got out of their car in the car wash.
Why did the cops get out of the car?
No reason to.
I think they were looking for the bears.
But the bears had to have been ahead of them in the car wash.
Or why didn't they just drive to the front of the car wash?
Why follow? Because the problem is once your car gets locked in, your wheels get locked into that motor, you actually cannot drive forward.
I want to ask you guys a question, okay? And I don't want to bring up anything, whatever, but if...
What's up, Jason?
For some horrible reason, one of your children were to go missing...
Mm.
And these two police officers came
Ham and
to your
Cheats.
Home.
Ham and Cheats.
would you feel them capable of finding your child? Would you believe in their abilities to find your child? Did it seem to you like Stephen Tobolowsky and his family were doing everything they could do to find their fourth grade son?
10-year-old.
10-year-old son?
And let's just call a spade a spade and say that one of them is clearly wearing a fake mustache, which is revealed to be... a fake mustache.
Yes.
So it wasn't even like a movie choice. It was a
comedy choice.
Yes.
Yes. That's June. Detective Cheats.
Are these men that you would let?
June always says, you know, she's kind of like, you know, she kind of is the bad cop. I'm the good cop. So I would probably be very open to them and try to ingratiate them. I'd be baking for them and giving them some nice food. And June, what would you?
I mean, it's hard. I pay my taxes.
Of course you do.
You know, I'd like to believe that money is going toward city services. Local services.
Would you be shocked to find out some of it's going to mustaches? Some of it's going to comedy mustaches?
A special case where the mustaches are encased.
Multiple mustaches?
And again, we're not done. And I just want you to not put you on the spot. It's not about the police force. It's about Ham and Cheats. Yes. You could request maybe another pair.
I'm certain.
No, I think the bigger point is like, do you believe in the systems in place?
Why are they the only
trust?
Why are they the only two people looking for a missing fourth grader?
I mean, I have to suppose that the police force has some sort of training that they're vetting these guys before they're able to put on a uniform. Like
would it be local police too to do a kid or a runaway? I guess it's a runaway.
I mean, it felt like it was across state lines.
Yeah,
but it also might have been local.
We don't know.
The police get
again
he they're
walks
in the diner
back
with
to
them.
His home.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
But
he
that was
walks back
the
that's
first,
after he's crossed state lines.
The first time this kid who's obsessed with the Country Bears, that's the first time he went to the hall. If it's just the next town over.
I mean, if he can walk to it, why take the bus there in the first place? Which leads me to believe that MC Gainey's a very bad driver who doesn't understand how to navigate around.
I could believe that. Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to believe that I would, as a parent, also take to the streets.
I believe that
would. Stephen Tobolowsky
did not appear as though they did.
The streets,
did not appear as though they did. They were literally chilling at home.
Yeah.
And Dex had all the answers. I really feel bad for Dex. And even though he had that horrible hair, which we you know,
Frosted Tips.
Frosted Tips yeah. was the 90s. I think he
it was 2002.
Will Frosted Tips come back? God, will spiky frosted tips come
guys
back?
He's a shaved bear, okay? He's an old shaved bear.
I felt this way looking at that singer too, Crystal Harris or whatever her name is.
That hair.
There was something about the early 2000s and late 90s where it was like we were trying to make people unattractive.
Yeah. Yes. Like and succeeding.
Goal, yes. Like the yes. goal was like let's take an attractive body.
Mm-hmm. And give it severe so. Angles.
And just,
let's
yeah,
add yeah. severe angles.
Yeah, like just
really low jeans.
Yeah, let's disorganize like with big, this.
Like, but floods.
Weird
like,
proportions.
Not floods, rather. A bell bottom. Like, they were very yes. wide. Yes. You know.
Let's take a nice figure and put clothes on it that make... Look, no sense.
Look yes. no further than Justin Timberlake to see how yeah, really ugly amazing. You could make a person she who is yeah. so attractive.
But because there are other eras, like you, the 60s, the 70s, you couldn't go wrong with yes. putting clothes on people. And mm-hmm. something
even
happened.
Stuff that feels dated or right. feels yeah. whatever still works for those people's
for sure,
bodies
the
at
lines
that time.
Make sense.
Yes.
Your eyes can rest upon.
Yes. The late, you're right. The late 90s and early 2000s are ooh, a hodgepodge disaster. Of nonsense. But by the way, I believe now that style to be coming back in full force.
I know.
That's really upsetting.
Like, it's really
where
weird.
Where do you see it presenting?
Here's the one that I've seen now repeated again.
I know how you feel about high-waisted jeans on women.
But I understand. Made your point. But I understand the concept of high-waisted jeans.
I'm in them right,
right
now.
I bet. I haven't noticed. I haven't noticed. I don't look. one of the looks that has come back recently that I've noticed, which I believe my theory is that this look has returned because young people are watching Friends on Netflix.
Yes.
And the look is a sundress with a white t-shirt
yes,
underneath.
Yes, that's that look
a
is
baby
coming
doll
back.
Look.
A bunched
yes.
up, ill-fitting white shirt underneath yep. Yep. a light sundress. It is preposterous looking.
it's crazy.
It makes no what you don't understand is in the back, the shirt's all bunched up and right. doesn't it's not good.
It looks I good understand. On camera.
No, I mean, no. When people are wearing it out in the world, I feel so, like they're like, dude, dude,
well,
dude.
I wore that look.
Sure, everybody
grade.
Did.
Can we yeah. post some pictures of that?
Contempo yeah, sure. casuals, June.
Contempo casuals, and I wore it with Doc Martens.
Thank
great.
You.
Great.
And I wore my hair in like two like buns on the side, mm-hmm. and I wore brown lipstick.
Buns
cover
on the
girl,
side is the name
bean.
Of my.
Yes, yes,
is
I did
cover
that.
Cover girl coffee.
I did coffee yeah. bean.
Cover girl coffee bean.
Of course, yeah. I did that.
Dark. Did you, was there a lip liner?
Or Revlon coffee bean? Whatever.
Was there a lip liner as well?
Brown right? lipstick.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes
it
I would do lip liner.
On a
can
white.
You imagine?
No, fill it in.
Can you imagine brown lipstick happening right
brown
now?
Brown lipstick on white women is oh, it's so bad. It literally looks like you've dipped your lips in shit and then presented them.
So you, in this instance, the person has dipped their lips in shit.
Yeah,
they've not eaten shit.
No,
they've taken the shit.
They're ladies.
They've liquefied it, and they're just dipping their lips ever so gently
daintily.
In the shit.
Oh. Dipping
oh,
their lips
it's a crazy
in
look.
Shit.
Well, how do you guys feel now that with that in mind, overalls are back?
Oh, 100% on board.
All right.
I love overalls.
Really?
Really?
I love overalls.
Would you wear a
overalls
pair of overalls?
To me, oh, no, but I find women in overalls, and I'm going now jumping. I'm jumping yeah. back because this is an aesthetic. This was a style
yes.
that I, like, when I was in college, girls wore overalls.
I totally
and
agree.
I loved it. It has, like, a tomboyish kind of, it's like, Mary Stuart Masterson in Some Kind of Wonderful.
Love that.
Not Mary. Yeah, yeah, that's who it is, right? There's a bunch of like those that I'm like, ooh, I love that. That works for me.
I also like little kids in overalls too.
Well,
we have
of course.
Paul. Wait, that's like weird.
I love kids in overalls. Sometimes when I see pregnant ladies in overalls, I'm a little bit like, all right, we got it.
No, I understand. Pregnant ladies are gross.
It's just like, no, I feel like they're playing into it a little bit.
I agree with June. Pregnant ladies are gross and they look gross.
No,
so,
Jason, that's not what she said.
Here's another look that's coming back.
Yeah.
And I think this is because of Friends. The baggy jeans that have a waistline that is neither high nor low, but sort of in between that a big black belt.
And Doc Martens. Doc Martens are fully
back. And then a flannel, like, just wrapped around.
Yeah, that's
very, like, Khloe Kardashian and then a white tee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's not an attractive look.
Guys, if I told
you. We really got into it.
I'm so happy.
What's happening?
I'm going to give you.
Are we still recording? Like, it would not surprise me to look down and notice that we were at lunch. Is this still a podcast?
Oh. If I told you this movie ended with Christopher Walken putting his hand under his arm and making fart noises, would you have believed me at the beginning of this film? And
another great scene.
I think this movie has like four or five solid jokes, and that end performance of him arm farting.
I did not see it coming, you guys.
Oh, I did not understand that that was the villain.
I was lost in the narrative.
And the fact that he committed so hard, I'm sure he only did like one or two takes, but he did it. When he unbuttoned his shirt, I thought he was going to have a tattoo that says, like, I'm the number one country bear fan.
I thought he was going to be a bear.
Yeah. And no. A shaved bear.
He was going to full hair, full fur. Yes. That was amazing. It was interesting. He was wearing a t-shirt under his shirt, so there's no way he could have been making those fart sounds.
Well, he's
it
very
really
good.
Ruined
he's
it for me.
Very good.
He was excellent. He was excellent.
He was great. Jason, would you recommend this movie?
No. I mean, watch like 20 minutes of it just to be like, oh, what the fuck has happened? And by then, you'll have come so you can go to bed.
Please watch that oh no scene. I think that's one of my favorite scenes. Cool up. Would you recommend it?
No.
At 88 minutes, you even feel it's too long.
Yeah. You know, I would have loved it if shaved 10 off.
All right, and then I think it would be 78 you're in. June, I know you went into this movie with negative thoughts. What do you think now? Would you recommend this movie?
No, of course not. Okay. I really struggled with the time.
88 minutes.
I kept on stopping it and looking, and
we took a big break in the middle of it.
Time was gone by.
And Paul, would you recommend this movie? Probably not. No, it's not. It's not.
But as a shaven bear?
As a shaven bear, we didn't get to the issues that are out in the public. We need to say stop shaving yourself to fit in. Be the bear that you are.
Yeah, be that bear.
Oh, man alive. I am so upset. One thing I did notice.
Do you think this movie is an allegory for like the gay bear movement? Is this
interesting?
Is that
interesting? Wow.
Not movement, but like for men who identify as bears in the gay community.
Did this movie start the gay bear?
I don't think so. I think bears have been.
Bears have been
I
around.
Think that's been a descriptor for a long time.
All right, cool up. Your movie origin story is available right now on Amazon Prime. It is. Been amazing to watch this film from its inception to where it is now. Can you tell people about the movie? And you know, I know we talked about it briefly at the top, but just tell us a little bit about it.
It's been a 5-year journey. It's autobiographical, and it's me finally after 20 years starting to ask the question of who and where and whom do I come from? Because I found out when I was 14 that my dad was my real dad in a really horrible way. And it takes me from here in LA, not with Jason, but
he's not featured.
He's not part of this.
But again, we're talking about sequels. There's not a possibility. Like this scene, we could be recreating the country bear fashion conversation. That could be a great scene in the movie.
How many bears are in the movie?
Just the one.
And there is a bear.
And it was just because he does my hair. And it's
a hair bear?
It's a hair bear?
Okay, got it.
Oddly, there is a hair bear in it. And then it takes me to Minnesota. No bears there. And then all of the bears are in Laos, where I meet my father.
Laotian bears.
That's right. Sun bears.
This movie, while it does lack bears and country bears, is just incredibly well done, and it's really beautiful, and it's so impressive and such a unique story. It's just awesome, and it's been amazing to see all these festivals and the accolades that you've been getting for it. I think that I think you will really enjoy it if you see this film.
Yes, I would encourage everybody to see it today on Amazon because it's incredible, and it's so timely, I think, and it's just an unbelievably well done documentary.
It is. Okay. You are now in a position to turn off this podcast now that you've listened to it and literally turn on, you can on your phone or your computer, get on Amazon, watch this movie, take footage of me in other movies,
yeah.
edit it into it.
Please
this
put
movie.
TikTok Man into Origin
right?
Story.
And let's get this
and
going.
And this is from The Hollywood Reporter. It says, Cool Up takes the Barry Barrington journey as she tries to find out who her real father
yeah.
is.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. He's inspired.
And that was like a really beautiful like a, review from The Hollywood Reporter.
Like
I mean,
yeah, like a modern day Barry Barrington.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like that whole idea, you know, everything, the power of myth. Joseph Campbell wrote about yes. the Barry Barrington
yep.
and how you have
Barry
to.
Barry Barrington's journey.
Yes. We always are yes. looking for that Barry That's Barrington's right. journey.
Who's in the mirror? Barry Barrington.
Exactly.
It's so great. So check out Origin Story on Amazon Prime Video right now.
Thanks, guys.
And people, big announcement this week. Before we get into our individual plugs, I want to let you know that we are going on the road. That's right. How Did This Get Made is coming, hopefully, to your town. Let me run down the cities real quick. We're going to be in LA in July. We're going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Red Bank, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, Montreal, Quebec. This is all happening in July. Head on over to hdtgminfo.com for tickets. And if you're listening to this right now and you happen to be in Austin, Texas, come see us tomorrow in Austin. All tickets are available at hdtgminfo.com. hdtgminfo.com. Come see us this July. As always, brand new show every night, brand new movie every single night. All right, now, Jason Mantzoukas.
That's me.
What do you want to plug?
So if you're hearing this, I am still in John Wick 3, John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. Please go check that out if you haven't already. And then what else? I did an episode of one of my very favorite podcasts called Binge Mode recently. That is very fun, talking about Game of Thrones and Harry Potter, two of my favorite things to talk about. And then there's a band I would like to say that for me, the song of the summer is Mannequin Pussy's Drunk 2.
Oh, okay.
It is a great song. It is an amazing anthemic breakup song. And I would just like to encourage everybody to crank it while their windows are down and they're driving through town.
How wonderful. I don't know if Long Shot will still be in the theaters by the time this episode drops. But if it is, you should definitely check it out. I'm in that movie.
As is Paul?
Yes.
Am I in it?
Seth Rogen. Yeah. Jason, you were not invited.
So I'm not in that, and I'm not in that, Origin Story.
You're not in Origin Story, which I was
these are empirical
truths.
So I just want to make sure that, because a lot of the listeners are keeping track of what movies I'm not in and what movies.
And then I also have a book coming out that I co-wrote.
Yes.
Called Represent the Women's Guide to Running for Office and Changing the World.
Woo!
Cool Up is definitely referenced in one of the dedications, and so is Paul. Jason is not referenced in the movie at all. Cool Up was one of the early readers, and Paul was too, but I guess Jason...
I can't read, so I don't mind this one. This one, I mean, it stings.
Yeah.
Right.
But I get it.
You understand. It's just not your medium.
No.
It's just how could you?
I'll look in the page for the Z's because I know what a Z looks like.
Yeah.
So when I see the Z, then I'm like, that's probably me.
I'm just going to let you know right now that your name definitely doesn't come up anywhere.
Okay.
But the book is available for pre-order right now. Also on Amazon, or even better, your independent local bookstores.
I want to specifically state that I don't think people should boycott the book because I'm not in it.
Right.
I think in fact they should get it and write my name into it.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, you can do that. You can do it. You should
write it.
The book is a workbook, so you could put Jason's
name in.
There are several writing sections.
Is there an audiobook?
There will be.
I'd love to read a chapter in the audiobook.
Great.
In addition to all those tour dates I just mentioned, you can definitely check out the Cosmic Ghost Rider Destroys Marvel History, which is currently on stands, and you can watch Black Monday all now in demand. Or if you're in the UK or Italy or even in the armed forces, Black Monday is now playing on your local TV on Sky Atlantic and the Armed Forces Network. All right, a big thank you to Nate Kiley for the research. Devin, engineering the hell out of this, our producers Cody and Avril, and everybody here at Earwolf. We will see you next week for a mini episode. If there's anything that we missed, anything that we didn't talk about, give us a call at 619-PAUL-ASK. I'll answer questions about your life, your problems, and this film, and we will talk about this and more next week on a How Did This Get Made mini episode. See you then. Bye-bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Allbirds. People, let me tell you about Allbirds. Do you want a comfortable shoe? Do you want a shoe that can be shoved inside your bag, that doesn't take up that much room, that can fit with any outfit? Well, let me tell you, Allbirds are the shoes you need to wear. They're comfy. They're made from trees. Okay, and they're the perfect summer shoe. So whether you get upgraded to business class or end up in the middle seat, these shoes will keep you feeling good all the way to your destination. And here's the thing. Allbirds tree runners, no logos. So guess what? Where are those shoes? I'm not going to tell you because they're so damn comfortable. I'm going to keep the secret to myself. So I'm the only one who has feet that are finally happy to be in the shoes. Are they happy to be in those shoes you're wearing? Look at your feet right now. Are they happy? No, they're not. They're hot. They're cramped. They're being shoved in there. Take back control of your feet. Go to allbirds.com. Get your very own pair. Allbirds. That's Allbirds.com. Allbird tree runners are perfect for your summer travel.
Hello, listeners of other podcasts. This is Tawny Newsome, one of the co-hosts of Yo, Is This Racist, telling you about our big Juneteenth episode. June 19th, 1865 was the official announcement of the emancipation of all slaves in this country, and this kind of under-celebrated holiday we thought needed some highlighting. So, come listen. Check it out. We have a great big panel of people, the same way we did our 1,000th episode, which, I mean, frankly, was just like a big old mess. This is slightly less of a mess. There's more historical references, people's personal stories and history with the holiday. We also talk a lot about breakfast sandwiches and strawberry soda. I don't know. You just tune in and listen. We have lots of cool, very funny, smart comedians, Cara Brown, people like Carl Tart, Brody Reed, Juckies Neil, Andy Beckerman, oh, so many more, Lorraine de Graffenreit. It's a big old grand time. Come listen, hang out with me, Andrew T, our homeboy, producer Zig, Jordan, everybody's there. You can hear the breakfast sandwiches on the mic. And if that isn't enough to get you to listen, I don't understand marketing. Okay, bye-bye.